Hello, everybody. Welcome once again to another episode of Cousins for Christ, Christianity 101, where we discuss your Bible questions in less than 10 minutes, or it's your money back. But
don't say that. We ain't got no money to give.
We're not actually charging anybody.
That's funny, though.
But yeah, we like this 101 series. We some common questions that we hear that we think we can get to the bottom of and in less than 10 minutes. Tonight, we're going to be talking about, there is some conjecture. There has been some people of different faiths who actually question whether or not some of these Bible characters that we've discussed, Daniel, we've also discussed David and Goliath. They're asking the question, Jeremy, are these people real? Or are these just stories that were made up?
Yeah, they're real. So here's the thing. So Jesus mentions several people from the Old Testament. He even gets into, like for Jonah, for instance, people are like, do you really think Jonah was swallowed by a large fish or a whale, depending on which text you're reading? And here's what Matthew 12, 38 to 42 says. I'm just going to read a little bit of that. But for just as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. Okay, that's him. So let's get to Cain and Abel, right? Mm-hmm. What does Jesus say about that? So the blood of all prophets shed from the foundation of the world may be charged against this generation, from the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah. Okay? He brings up Abel. Then let's talk about Noah. What does he say about Noah? Matthew 24, 37 to 39. For as were the days of Noah, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as those days, the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving marriage until the day when Noah entered into the ark. So here's my thing. This is Jesus talking in all three of these situations. He's referencing these people. If he is God.
He's God on earth.
He's the Word. He was there at the beginning. This would be like me, if Jesus had to use stuff out of stories, this would be like me saying, it is just going to be just like the time Harry Potter did this. Like, why would I do that? Because it's not real. Jesus didn't need to go for fabricated stories. These were all real stories and true stories. And I have no doubt that any from the flood happened to Cain and Abel happened to Adam and Eve to Jonah.
So you make a good point. This is Jesus Christ referencing these individuals.
Yes.
So that makes it even more difficult for me to just consider them stories. Chris, you had something you wanted to say.
No, what I was going to say, and you can look this up too, to see, and we've talked about this with the authenticity of the Bible. If you look through the history and how it speaks, how everything connects, and it's proved to be true. Like the Old Testament connects to the New Testament.
There are so many places in the New Testament where it's referencing prophecies from the Old Testament.
Yes.
And nowhere is it said that those are stories. And I've heard them, oh, they're just parables or stories. You just get no.
There are some parables, but Jesus tells you they're parables.
Yes,
those are not parables.
These are specific.
And there's never specific names mentioned in the parables.
That's a very great point right there. Never use a name.
There's always something generic. You know, the farmer. What?
Yeah. We're talking about the God of the world having to go back and copy written story characters, you know?
Right.
Like, just like that time Mickey didn't have Christmas in time and Mr. Scrooge had to come at it, you know, Scrooge. It's not
fiction.
No,
well, Jeremy mentioned how Jesus himself references these prophets. Chris just made mention of how Paul in a lot of his writings goes back to how the New Testament references these Old Testament prophecies. What about Hebrews chapter 11? Have you guys ever heard of that?
Not until today, to be honest. You just mentioned what it was or what it's called. So
yeah, I didn't know what it was called.
That. Hebrews 11 is referred to by some as the Hall of Fame of Faith. If you read that, it goes through and it says, by faith, Abel. By faith, Enoch. By faith, Noah. By faith, Abraham. By faith, Sarah. It just goes down through here listing a lot of these Old Testament characters. And that makes me feel even more, too, that, you know, why would they be referencing these people and talking about how great their faith was if it was merely a fictional make-believe story?
Yeah.
I think that premise is completely false. I can't disagree with that more. If you come to me and tell me you think that the Old Testament characters and those prophets are fake and it's a bedtime story, well, I'm going to have to question your understanding.
Yeah.
Well, and I want to talk with you and hopefully study with you.
What's the proof that it is fake? Is there any?
Just somebody saying it.
Okay. Just somebody thinks they're just stories. I mean. The flood couldn't happen. Jonah couldn't happen. We're talking about the God. Okay, we're talking about God, the creator of all things.
And you've got these.
Anything is possible. We're here right now because of God created everything.
We're still referencing these same people. The history hasn't changed. The story has not changed throughout. It has survived throughout all
the Bible hasn't changed. Have you changed?
You know,
there's a question. If you're not close to God, if your relationship was, if you moved away from God, who did the moving?
Yeah,
it wasn't him.
It wasn't.
He's been there the whole time.
Yeah. And you question God's form of miracle. You know what a God's greatest miracles is? Is this creation.
Yeah.
I mean, this is amazing.
I've heard people say that this earth, everything in it, nature, it all happened randomly.
No.
We had enough meteors and stuff collide, and it's like saying, okay, our vehicles out here, no one actually engineered and designed those.
Chance. It was
the wind blew the right way that day, and enough sticks and rocks hit each other, and all of a sudden there's a fully working vehicle.
Is that possible?
It has never been proven.
It's crazy.
That nothing can create something.
Exactly. Well,
yeah,
you can't
absolutely.
Know science. I don't care whatever science. You go to science.
I agree.
Nothing can't create something.
If you took the ingredients for cake and just started throwing it at the wall, would it end up as a cake when it hit the floor?
I tried to cut your cake
doubt
one
it.
Time like that, and Jeremy's never let me forget.
Well, you've often heard, too, if we put enough monkeys in a room and they each get a hold of a typewriter, that they'll come up with Shakespeare or something.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
That's
in time.
Yeah.
In time.
And my belief, I believe the Bible 100%, every story in it. And
I agree.
I just think it's all real.
I can't dispute it.
And Jesus apparently thinks it's real, too, because he brought them up.
The Hebrew writer felt the same way.
Yeah.
Chris, you believe that the stories in the Bible are real?
1,000%.
Okay. Well, I didn't know you could get above 100%, but now we know you can go 1,000, baby. So,
1,000%.
That's it. Well, that's it on that topic.
That's a pretty easy one right there.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's good. It's important.
But it's good. I like how you mentioned, you did bring up the fact that there is no specific person named in his parables. That's good.
Yeah,
that's a good way to put it out.
Great,
that is a good point.
And as we mentioned in our previous broadcast, we're going to be highlighting some of these Bible characters in the next few weeks and some different stories that I think will be an enjoyable series.
Oh, yeah.
You want to close us out, Jeremy?
Yeah, so you can find us on Spotify, Facebook, Apple Pod, All Heart Radio, YouTube. Please give us a share. Please give us a like. It means so much to us. We thank you all so much for everything y'all do.
We
give
do
us your time.
We appreciate.
Yeah, you're giving us the most important thing you got other than God is your time, and we appreciate
right.
that. If y'all would bow your heads. Dear Lord in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thank you so much for gathering us here to do this podcast, Lord, in hopes to honor and glorify you. Please, Lord, help this podcast go out and help comfort someone that may need it. Help go out to someone who may need their faith strengthened, Lord. Also, to maybe plant a seed with somebody that's not a believer. Maybe it's just to plant a seed and you may help it grow, Lord, where they will come to you. We thank you so much for this blessing that you've given us. We thank you so much for the blessing of the people, the listeners out there that you've given us. And we hope that it just do it in a way that honors and glorifies you. I can't say that enough. And we thank you so much for this blessing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.